Hey, and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Moving forward, using all my breath.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air, the indictment of former President Donald Trump. The first time a former president will face criminal charges in U.S. history.
We're coming on the air tonight with breaking news. Former President Donald Trump has just been indicted by a New York grand jury. An unprecedented moment in American history. What we're learning tonight, will Donald Trump surrender, be handcuffed, and fingerprinted?
Breaking news tonight, the historic indictment. Donald Trump, now the first former U.S. president ever charged with a crime. Sources telling NBC News, a New York City grand jury has voted to indict Mr. Trump for his role in a hush money payment to an adult film star just before the 2016 election.
So, did anything happen yesterday worth talking about? Was there
Gwyneth
any
Paltrow
news?
Stuff.
Oh, yeah, the Gwyneth Paltrow thing happened. That's true. Yeah, that's right. Wow. I'm honestly simultaneously shocked and horrified and not shocked at all. I think if you know the background of this case and this particular prosecutor and his financial backing, you can't be that surprised. Then again, I'd actually kind of gotten myself into a position of thinking maybe this wouldn't happen. Maybe cooler heads would prevail. All right, so what's actually going on? Well, there was this payment back in 2016 to Stormy Daniels, the porn star, in order to get her to not talk about an alleged affair that she had with Donald Trump back in 2006 when he was married to Melania, long before he was a presidential candidate, okay? But it was in the run-up to the presidential election, and it was her, and you know, there was the other issue with the squelching of the story at the National Enquirer or Kathy McDonald or whatever, or McDougal. So, you know, there have been other issues. Michael Cohen has served jail time over this, and the issue is not the payment. There's actually nothing illegal about paying somebody to not talk about a thing. And of course, you know, former president has denied the affair. And, you know, part of the explanation is, well, sometimes it's easier to just pay people off, you know, than to let them lie, which, you know, that's kind of his take on this whole thing. But the issue is that it was recorded in the books as like legal fees when it was either a campaign violation, like a campaign finance issue, because this is related to campaigns, or it was a business records lie, which is a, you know, misdemeanor violation in the state of New York. And that's where things get, you know, they start to get particularly cloudy, because at worst, the base crime alleged here is a misdemeanor. But in order to make it a felony, you connect it with other similar small kinds of crimes. And then you can kind of, you know, push up the status of the thing to make it into a felony. You also have the issue that typically these kinds of rules are only able to be prosecuted for 5 years. There's a statute of limitations on them for 5 years. And we're now in year 7 after the 2016 incident. And two former prosecutors in this same office have both declined to prosecute on the basis of this allegation. And so now all of a sudden you have this George Soros-backed, state attorney in New York who is basically saying, no, I'm going to go ahead with this. And there's where you start to see the problems, right? Like, first of all, is it related to politics? 100%. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows this, that it is related to politics. And if you didn't think that it was, you just have to look at kind of the history of how former President Trump gets treated when it comes to the Mueller hoax and the Russia collusion hoax and the Steele dossier hoax and the impeachment one and impeachment two and the Mar-a-Lago seized classified documents, which was very exciting until we found out that everybody has documents, even Mike Pence and Joe Biden right next to the vet. You know, like, it's just, you see this pattern again and again and again where the legal system comes after him, okay? On the other hand, okay, and on the which is part of why you see the reaction from conservatives who are just amazed by this. Even people who otherwise aren't particularly with Donald Trump on much of anything, Mike Pence.
I think the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. I think the American people are going to look at this, see it as one more example of the criminalization of politics in this country.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And then when you look at, like, Governor DeSantis, who is not President Trump's favorite person these days and who gets attacked by him all the time, generally in unfair ways, but okay. So Governor DeSantis's tweet was, "The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda." So even people who are arguably much of the time at odds with the former president or his political enemies at the moment, which he's made them political enemies in a lot of ways, they're like, this is ridiculous. This is outrageous. You know, Alan Dershowitz, you know, famous attorney, First Amendment defender.
In this case, federal government refused to prosecute him. The predecessor district attorney refused to prosecute him. And yet this district attorney came in and said, whoops, they're both wrong. I'm going after him on a made-up charge. And the American public should be outraged. This is not the way justice should be done in America.
So what's to be said on the other side, if anything? We'll get to that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. Not yet. Not showing any accidents. 29 accident-free. 90 not showing any problems. 98 clear as well. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So what is there to be said, if anything, about the allegation of an affair, the hush money paid to keep her quiet about said allegation, and in the run-up to the election, and then the misrecording of that in the books and the question of whether that relates to campaign finance. You see all these, and the escalation of a misdemeanor to a felony, the prosecution of a misdemeanor or even a felony at this point 5 years after the, or 7 years after the fact when it should have had a statute of limitations of 5 years. What's the other answer? Well, I'll tell you the one that gives me some pause. Monica Lewinsky. Right? You remember the Bill Clinton impeachment? What did Democrats say about the effort to impeach Bill Clinton? First, they said this is a private sexual matter. And they said that, you know, the only reason it was perjury was because of unjustified prosecution or questions on the basis of a private sexual matter. All presidents do it. It's no big deal. Of course, you know, we had evidence to disprove that. And if there hadn't been the dress, you know, who knows what would have happened, right? What did conservatives say at the time? Perjury is a serious offense. High crimes and misdemeanors, you know, and it's those are reasons to remove. And certainly, if you're gonna remove a president, then, you know, if that's your standard for something that seems sort of vaguely similar in significance, you know, infidelity and then cover up of the infidelity or alleged infidelity, what, you know, whatever. The point is, it seems similar. And it seems like if you would be willing to remove a president over it, then why wouldn't you prosecute a person, even a former president, over it, especially if that person is considering to run? It's kind of the argument on the other side. And all I would say is always look for consistency. You know, if you were yelling and screaming in the 90s about how we can't have an adulterer in chief and you can't have somebody who is untrustworthy in that way and then who lies about it under oath, you know, just be cautious that you don't forget the past. Because, by the way, the flip side is true, too, right? The same people who were saying, the Democrats who were defending Bill Clinton at the time and saying, you shouldn't go after him for this. This is a minor thing. This doesn't justify taking down a president. Well, now they're like, go get him, Trump. You know, like, okay. There's inconsistency on both sides. So what's my own personal takeaway on this is this, because of the track record with Trump, because of the just almost, I mean, people call it the Trump derangement syndrome. Like, they're just, people lose their minds, which, you know, I understand why. This looks so overtly political on the basis of not much of an incident that is a minor event that really would be Michael Cohen's thing, not necessarily Trump's thing, especially now when he's declared and is running for president. Look, the rule of law definitely applies to everybody. And if somebody breaks a law, they break a law. But, and hear me out, sometimes the problem with violations of the rule of law is that we under-prosecute people, and we need to make sure that we don't give a pass to the rich, the famous, the powerful, the politically connected. Absolutely true. Sometimes the problem with the rule of law is that we over-prosecute people when we would not do the same thing to, let's say, our political friends or to, you know, Hillary Clinton, right? Or to people who are just ordinary citizens. Would Citizen Joe be getting this treatment from the DA in New York? And nobody believes they would. And because of that, it becomes a rule of law violation when you're capriciously prosecuting this political enemy when you wouldn't prosecute that political ally or that non-political entity at all. That's the issue. That's why people are up in arms over this. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 437-1620. If you want to text in your opinion about anything that we ever talk about on the show, including if you disagree with me, you're always welcome to disagree with me. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, one of the first questions you answer is, do I want new or used? Right? Do I want to get a new or a used car? Well, okay, here's what you do. You go to the dealership and you look at the new car and then you look at the price tag. You go to Frontier and you look at the car that's a year or two old with low miles and good condition and you look at the price tag and make a decision. I mean, you're an adult. Just don't exclude information. You know, your picture of a used car lot might be very different from what you experience at Frontier Motors, and that's all I'm saying. When we bought a one-year-old car that had 11,000 miles on it, and we basically got it new, but somebody else paid that depreciation hit. Thousands of dollars that we didn't have to pay, and we loved the car. That's what you get at Frontier Motors. Great quality cars, low miles, a couple of years old, almost new to you, and you know, basically, one other person's owned it for a little bit of time. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Palm Sunday is a wonderful celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's wonderful because the New Testament passages record the fulfilled prophecies from the Old Testament. Palm Sunday helps prove that Jesus of Nazareth is God's anointed Messiah. As Jesus enters Jerusalem riding a colt, he is doing so in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9. Recorded hundreds of years before Palm Sunday, Jesus riding that colt identifies him as the Messiah. In addition, as the crowd sees him, they laid down palm branches in his honor, and then they cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And them saying that was a fulfillment of Psalm 118. So be sure to gather with your local church this Palm Sunday and celebrate all that God has done through the person of his only begotten Son.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Good morning, 723 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us on Friday to preview the weekend flag conditions, beach conditions, and any other announcements we need to have. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How are things looking this weekend for the beach?
Now we're going to have probably yellow flag flying, surface a little bumpy, water's choppy, and we had a yellow flag yesterday, and we'll probably have one, it looks like, yeah, we'll have one today and then going into Saturday.
All right, very good. I know I keep seeing and hearing the reports about the, you know, the sargassum apocalypse that's coming for us all, that's going to, you know, incorporate our homes and make everything smell. But this is a relatively, we get this all the time. It comes and goes. It's just part of the Gulf, right?
Of course. It was, you know, we had some sargassum wash up on the beach a few days ago. But, you know, I mean, it's just part of the Gulf of Mexico. It's nature.
So it's not like going to suddenly arrive at us on a Tuesday and we're going to be, you know, overwhelmed with the sargassum avalanche or something like that.
No, they don't. They won't arrive on buses and all of a sudden descend on the beach in a mass panic. Everybody runs screaming for their cars. No. Sargassum weed is, like I say, it's in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's a natural part of the environment out here.
In my brain, you're the director of the movie. I'm just telling you right now. You're the director of the movie, and it screams and wails and running, and it's, you know, it swallows the beach ball, and like that's what I see.
The sargassum attack of the sargassum. Sarcasm. It's sargassum.
I know. I like that.
Sarcasm weed.
Anything else we need to know this weekend, Dave?
No, just also, you know, again, we fly yellow flag, and you have to be aware of your swimming abilities, and we strongly encourage weaker non-swimmers not to go in the Gulf of Mexico when we have a yellow flag fly.
That's a great reminder. Can't tell people often enough that that's the case. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Safety Chief for the water at for Escambia County. Dave, thanks as always for the time, and thanks for what you do, keeping us safe, even from the sargassum avalanche that's coming. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sargassum Nami. I'm trying to come up with, like, what's the best name? You know, what's the best name for this horrible, terrible, awful fog that's coming for us? All right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm trying to tie in the Sharknado somehow.
That's right.
And not showing any problems. Taking a look over by the beach. Fort Pickens not showing any problems. 98 accident-free. Of course, 399 just looking great the whole way through. Just what a wonderful day traffic-wise. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local. And home of the sargassum NATO. All right, David Wayne's in the
news. If you watch the news, it's like it's going to kill us. And, yeah. Thanks, Dave.
David Wayne's in the
news. I'm just saying, if you and Dave Greenwood get The Attack of the Sargassum released on DVD, I'm the first buyer.
The 50-foot sargassum. That's right.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Former President Donald Trump facing more than 30 counts related to alleged business fraud in a New York grand jury indictment. That, according to a report from CNN, the indictment's still sealed. We don't know the exact charges yet. Pope Francis expected to get out of the hospital as soon as tomorrow. The Vatican said the 86-year-old's expected to be discharged after being taken to the hospital Wednesday for treatment of a respiratory infection. And a Utah jury has determined Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for that ski slope crash involving a retired optometrist a few years back in 2016. 76-year-old Terry Sanderson sued Paltrow for $300,000, claiming she skied into him and left him with 4 broken ribs and a serious head injury.
All right. Thanks so much, David. I'm getting on my text. The blob, the brown blob, the sargassum NATO. You guys are the best. That's fantastic. Oh, a couple of follow-up thoughts on the whole, you know, Trump indictment thing. And people are raising the exact right question is, you know, look, it's not necessarily just his behavior, but it's his behavior in context of other people's unprosecuted behavior, like Hillary Clinton with the server, like Hunter Biden and all of the Biden family questions and allegations and the just part of the rule of law. This is why the DA is so wrong. Part of the rule of law is making sure that people have faith in the consistency and the non-political, apolitical nature of the law. And something like this really erodes that confidence because you look at one case, you look at another case, you say, oh, my goodness. Wow. 728 here on News Radio 92.3. What does this say? Sargassum seas? I'm not sure. I didn't follow that one, but I'd love to give credit where credit is due. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, we did have something else happen yesterday. What happened yesterday, you say?
He brought character and style to St. Louis, in addition to over 800 wins, 3 pennants, 3 World Series appearances, and a 1982 World Championship. Whitey Herzog.
The parade of Hall of Famers. Whitey Herzog, Willie McGee, Ozzie Smith, even a name you might know.
Mark McGwire.
It's a huge reception in St. Louis yesterday. And in fact, one of my favorite moments, this is kind of a weird one, but the national anthem was sung by our pitcher.
Performing today's national anthem, one of the most up-and-coming singers from right here in St. Louis. Kicking off his final season as a player in St. Louis, number 50, Uncle Charlie, Adam Wainwright.
Indeed, Adam Wainwright sang the national anthem. And it was...
By the dawn's early light.
It was okay. I mean, it was pretty good for a pitcher.
No, he sounds
yeah.
like Brad Paisley. No lie.
No, he's great. I love Adam Wainwright's fantastic. So, yeah, I watched the one game. Obviously, I didn't watch all the games. But Jordan Walker, who's one of our key up-and-coming players, went from AA all the way to the big leagues. First pitch in the majors.
There's Jordan Walker. and a standing ovation for him.
And Wilson Contreras, coming over from the Cubs, got a standing ovation too.
He's in the big leagues without playing a game in Memphis.
It's amazing.
At the AAA level.
Straight up from AA, no AAA.
Walker lines it into center, his first major league hit.
There you go.
His first at bat.
First at bat, first pitch, first hit. This is a fun game to watch. We lost, but it's a great game. I don't mind. That's part of baseball. You're going to lose some games. So just happy to have baseball again. David will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump in a statement calls himself a completely innocent person. He's now a criminal defendant, indicted by a grand jury in New York on charges under seal until his first court appearance. That's expected early next week.
I've never been more angry about a charge because today the rule of law in the United States of America died.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina on Fox says he's told there are 34 criminal charges involving business fraud and hush money payments before the 2016 election.
Democrats argue this indictment shows no one is above the law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says in a statement, Mr. Trump is subject to the same laws as every American. He will be able to avail himself of the legal system and a jury, not politics, to determine his fate according to the facts and the law.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, no comment from President Biden. It's the first time in history that an American president, current or former, has faced criminal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3 and happy Friday to you. 66 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Northwest Florida's Matt Gaetz reacting to news of the New York grand jury's indictment of former President Trump yesterday.
It seems to leave a nation on the edge as we witness the Sorosification of the criminal justice system in this country.
And Gaetz spoke with Fox News last night. He also says he spoke with former President Trump, described him as being resolute and focused on the future. Gaetz says President Biden gaslit this indictment by describing believers in Trump's MAGA philosophy as being dangerous. Well, if you've been around Molino lately, you may have seen some film crews out working in the area. North Escambia reporting that those crews are filming a movie called Cirrus at Panhandle Alarm and Telephone, Jimmy's Grill, and a machine shop over on Fairground Road. The film, following two agents searching for an entity responsible for an ambush on their colleagues, and reportedly the first in a trilogy of movies. It's being recorded in 3D and on iPhones as well. You may remember hearing about that big blob of sargassum that's moving across the Atlantic Basin. Well, they're saying it's headed into the Gulf of Mexico. Sargassum's been pretty common here over the last few years. Scientists say, though, it can be good for the Gulf, even if it is unsightly on beaches. The problem is when there's a lot of it, it can block sunlight and harm wildlife. And when it dies, it can also kill fish. There's no telling when or if this sargassum will ever make it to our area. A former U.S. assistant attorney for the Northern District of Florida has now pleaded guilty to illegally steering contracts to her spouse and other companies she had a financial interest in. 55-year-old Catherine Dre worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Florida. She's now pleaded guilty to one count of acting with a conflict of interest. Dre, scheduled to be sentenced this June, could face up to 5 years in prison. And a Pensacola man sentenced to 25 years for a shooting that happened in 2021. 38-year-old Cordell Hawthorne was sentenced to 25 years with a mandatory 10-year minimum yesterday for the shooting that happened August 14th of 2021. The arrest report says the victim was found in the road with multiple gunshot wounds on Mobile Highway near Relax Inn, and the report said the shooting stemmed from a dispute over drugs. For the first time in history, the University of Miami and Florida Atlantic University men's basketball teams are headed to the NCAA March Madness Final Four in Houston. Sports reporter Dave Hyde says it's two Cinderella stories, but seemed completely improbable for the ninth seed FAU Owls.
FAU plays in an arena of about 3,000 seats, and it had been to one NCAA tournament before this in 2002. It had never won an NCAA tournament game.
And the U has been to two straight Elite Eights, but both South Florida teams are underdogs. If FAU can beat San Diego State and Miami can beat fourth seed UConn, the two South Florida schools could both square off against each other for the national championship on Monday. It is 7:35. 5 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the 5s with Candy.
All right. And again, it doesn't seem like we're showing any delays. 98 is really clear today. I mean, not so much in Winhaven, but Navarre not showing any delays. Gulf Breeze not showing any delays either. As I mentioned earlier, General Chappie James Bridge, good to go. Not showing any issues on Brent. Bellevue seems clear. Mobile Highway not showing any problems either. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a few more clouds in the area for this afternoon, but still looking nice with some peaks of sunshine. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 70s. Overnight tonight, we are expecting to stay warm with lows in the 70s. As we head into the weekend, we will have a small chance of rain build in, 30% chance of showers as we go into Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 82. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. This is Brooke Richardson from the Hearst Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 69 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A gauge of activity in China's services sector reached its highest level in more than a decade in March. A sign Chinese consumers are heading back to stores and restaurants. The reading represents a promising signal for the global economy, which is depending on Chinese consumers to prop up growth this year. Virgin Orbit is ceasing operations for the foreseeable future after failing to secure a funding lifeline. The company will lay off nearly all of its workforce. Virgin Orbit will eliminate 675 positions, or about 90% of its workforce. 100 people will stay on. Netflix got a boost after the streaming video giant's credit rating was lifted out of junk territory by Moody's. Moody says it anticipates growth in subscribers from the recently launched ad-supported service that will be gradual but steady and provide a strong long-term opportunity for revenue growth given the mass audience potential and shrinking ad availabilities in traditional TV. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I understand there is an issue with an ordinance that was put in place back in the 80s, back when the beach was the most fun to go and the Blue Wahoo Stadium was just a dream. Why limit the potential growth by restricting businesses, especially those that cater to professionals and enrich the diversity of downtown? You have an exciting, inclusive, unique business enriching your community. Why lean on such an outdated ordinance if it's something that can be changed? I beg you to continue all of your hard work for making improvements downtown and to the city of Pensacola by saving Cascan Flights and making it easier for all businesses in the future.
So this is kind of an interesting moment in last week's city council meeting in Pensacola when several patrons showed up to talk about how much they love Cascan Flights, which is a, you know, a higher end bar next to Old Hickory downtown on Palafox. The problem is, even though they've got a liquor license, even though they've got, you know, all their approvals, there's this rule about downtown that you can only have one bar per block. And it's right next to, you know, Old Hickory. And so, therefore, that's a problem for them. You say, well, how could a bar get put in when that's in violation of the... Well, I mean, good question. You know, I don't know who dropped the ball on this, whether it's, you know, Cast and Flights or the city or whomever, but apparently there came up this objection long after they'd already been operating, and then, you know, all of this question of whether they would be able to continue to operate. And city council is apparently scheduled to take this up next month is the hope, and maybe kind of resolve this, but they're operating in limbo right now. And here's another thing that's just kind of weird about it. You probably think, it seems like there's more bars than just one per block downtown. Corners don't count. Like, the this is... Can I say that? I've seen some dumb ordinances in my life. This is crazy. Like, if it's on the corner, it's not a part of the ordinance. So you could have corner, mid-block bar, corner bar, okay. No corner, mid-block bar, no corner, not okay. When it's actually fewer bars on the block. Like, that's just...
How long has Casks and Flights been next to? A
couple years? I don't know.
So now, it just sounds like one of those laws, like, where you're not allowed to lay with a sheep in bed, or, you know, or what, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Yeah, got it made in the 80s.
Crazy ones, right,
yeah,
right.
When they were trying
the
to 1880s. Create... Yeah, right. When they were trying to create some kind of control downtown, recover from the old image of how Pensacola used to be downtown. I mean, it used to be not great downtown. So, you know, they didn't want it to be just, you know, Bourbon Street, I guess, or, you know... the Saloonville or something like that.
No, it's not.
But, you know, we're well past that now, and so the patrons are like, hey, figure this out. Make it better. This is Catrice Johnson.
John's business is a beacon in this community, not just in the complete community, but also in the Black community. We need to have some place that we can go that we feel safe. In his residence, where he has his business, we feel safe. And it's not always like that in every bar. We're not always welcomed in every restaurant. We're not always welcomed everywhere we go. Some people don't even want to serve us even till this day. So to have him have a restaurant and a bar where he's at right now, it means more than you could ever imagine to us. And to have it taken away is not fair.
Yeah, and, you know, she's a business owner, and she says this is no good. Sean Parker, who is represents Phi Beta Sigma, Black fraternity in the state, but also here locally in Pensacola.
That's part of our national programs. Bigger and Better Business is a huge part of Florida Sigma's initiative. This is a program in which we adopt Black-owned and minority-owned businesses. I represent the local chapter, Alpha Alpha Theta Sigma, who in 2019 we adopted this business, Casks and Flights. This establishment is very important to us as brothers across the state. Because when we descend upon Pensacola, it is Casks and Flights. That's where we're going.
And by the way, I got a note in from somebody said, and remember, Andrew, you can be on either side of the street, too. Yeah, so, like, you could literally have, you know, corner, mid-block, corner, and then on the other, on the west side of Palafox. And then the east side of Palafox, corner, mid-block, corner. So six bars in this one strip of the street. Or you could have... two right next to each other mid-block, and that would be no good. Like, this is a nutty, nutty rule. Anyway, so, you know, I think they're right to complain. They're right to raise the objection. I don't know. I don't think – I don't go with them on this next complaint, okay? But I will say this. I understand the history of Pensacola, and when you are a Black-owned, Black-patronized, and other people as well, business, and you see – It starts to look a certain way, okay? And I understand why people tend to have that reaction or tend to see it that way. Whether that's justified or not, you can sort of understand based on context why people would see it this way. This is James Hutto. He's the marketing director.
I personally have fought off over 1,000 different people online who attempted to sabotage and destroy his business. And I hate to see that an antiquated policy of the city that has not even been discussed yet, that we have no firm date on yet to be discussed. I can't help but wonder if it was a white man's business, if it would already be on the agenda and we'd already be discussing it. In 2023, it's ridiculous we have to have this conversation, but it comes down to money. Is the Black dollar worth the same as the white dollar?
So again, you know, this kind of began under Grover, I think at least it began under Grover, and, you know, it's now under Mayor Reeves, and I don't, come on, Neither one of them, right? Okay, we get that. But people who experience this in the context of the history, I don't agree with them, but I understand where they're coming from. They start to ask these questions. And the one thing I really appreciate about James Hutto is even though, you know, he's frustrated about this, he went on to say, to reframe it as, you know, we can still do what's right here.
I love this city. I believe in you. I'll be your champion forever. I believe in you. You are the future of this city. President's not far off if you stay the course. I would ask you to consider what it means to this city to have this venue. A tavern is a place of gathering of citizens to discuss the future well-being of its city. Thank you.
I mean, I like that optimism and the fact that he loves the city and the fact that he thinks D.C. Reeves is going to be the president one day, which could be, you know, every president's got to start somewhere, right? So city council is scheduled to take this up on April 24th. I would be stunned if they don't do something to accommodate Cask and Flay. I would be stunned if that's not the end result of all of this, because I think everybody wants that to be the answer. But it's a fair question. You know, why has it taken this long and why is it, you know, fair question. But let's get this done next month. 7:46 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Palo Fox looking great in your garden and near casks and flights. Not showing any problems. It's traffic on the fives. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, if you you hear me talking about Christina Leavenworth and you think to yourself, I mean, she sounds fantastic. I get that she's sold 200 plus homes last couple of years each year. I get that she and her folks know what to do. I get that she teaches other realtors. I get that she's personal and all that stuff. Yeah, but what does that have to do with me? I'm not selling a home anytime soon. Okay, I understand. I mean, remember buying too, right? She's great at selling, great at buying. They kind of go hand in hand. You know how to buy better because you know how to sell better and all of that. But listen, think about it this way. Do you know anybody who's selling or buying? I mean, seriously, do you have any friends who are doing that? Because I know people ask me all the time, you know, for recommendations on things, and I tell them with no hesitation, Christina's fantastic as a realtor. So if you've got a friend and you want to do favors for your friends and want to see them make the most money or save the most money, depending on which side of the transaction they're on, you know, maybe it's a good idea to say, hey, you know, call Christina Leavenworth. I hear Andrew McKay raving about her all the time. She sounds fantastic. At least give her a call and find out, you know, whether she might be able to do better for you than whoever you're thinking about already. That's all. That's all. So when you hear me talking about Christina Leavenworth, instead of just kind of writing it off as, look, that's an ad for a product that I'm not going to use anytime soon, think about it as a, hey, is there anybody I know who could benefit from this? And, of course, that winds up supporting her, supporting the show. All of these things are wrapped up into one. So Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty, fantastic at what they do. 723-9158, 723-9158.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Reunion Band making their final Bands on the Beach appearance ahead of their retirement on June 1st. Don't miss the Reunion Band playing all your favorite hits one more time at Bands on the Beach.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Costa del X, Lutherville, Marina del X, Otisburg. Otisburg?
Who's Tess Monster? She's got her own place, man.
Otisburg?
It's a little bitty place.
Otisburg?
That's a song I picked up from the Blue Angels. Because a lot of times when I hear their set, you know, that they run during the and they're always, so I've talked to them about this, but, you know, the Blue Angels, you think, well, why don't they play more classic rock? They're not trying to recruit me into the Navy. I don't mean to make it too obvious, but they're not trying to get the 50-year-olds to sign up. Right? They're trying to get the 18.
And yet
18,
we still want to.
Right, well, that's true. They're trying to get the 18 and 19-year-olds to sign up. So they got to balance out the kind of the great, well-known classic rock with a lot of new music. So, you know, that's why they do. Just, you know, some people have thought about this a little bit. 750 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
There is a lot of reporters and stepped-up security outside of the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where former President Trump is expected to be arraigned next week. These people live or work right near that building.
This is inconveniencing us. We're not sleeping because of all the helicopters.
I don't know if they're going to allow us to work remotely, but I'm concerned for my safety.
Glad I don't live there. Trump expected to be arraigned next Tuesday. The White House now condemning Russia for detaining a U.S. reporter. Russian state news agency TASS says reporter Evan Greskovich of the Wall Street Journal is being detained in Moscow, where he appeared in court with a state-appointed defense attorney. He was ordered held in custody until May 29th. Russian authorities accusing him of espionage. And a Utah jury says Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for the ski slope crash involving a retired optometrist. 70-year-old Terry Sanderson was suing her for $300,000, claiming she skied into him and broke his ribs.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 751 here on News Radio 92.3. Couple of interesting notes this day in history. 1889, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened. You know.
Wow. Have you been to it?
So here's, can I tell you the weird thing?
Yeah, you've been to Paris.
I've been to Paris and like twice. And I can't remember going to the Eiffel Tower. I don't think I did. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I mean, it's super weird. You know, go to the Louvre, go to the L'Orangerie, the wonderful museum of Impressionist painting that nobody knows about that's got, you know, like Monet's in the basement, the water lilies in a surround area. Just fantastic
versus
stuff.
Versus the Eiffel Tower.
I listen. Ugh. I can't explain. I don't know. It feels like if I said yes, I'd probably be lying. 1918, daylight savings time went into effect in the U.S. for the very first time.
Yeah.
We wish it had gone into effect and not changed back. But anyway, that'll never happen. 1930, I'm sorry. I'd love to say it will, but whatever. The motion picture production code, the Hays Code, went into place in 1930. That means that, you know, things like sex, crime, religion, violence, and film, and it was in place in the U.S. for the next 38 years. This is like you couldn't portray cops in a negative light. You couldn't portray violence. You know, people had to have like one foot on the floor kind of when they're in the bedroom scenes.
Right, all
of that stuff. God, do you remember when? Anyway, it's a little – watch – can you know what I think would sometimes be interesting is to take somebody from, say, even 10 years ago, but maybe 20 years ago, and drop them in the middle of our culture and turn on primetime TV and just watch them have a meltdown. And how different disgusting it is compared to back then. 1992, the U.S. Missouri, last active U.S. Navy battleship, decommissioned in Long Beach, California. From whence Snoop Dogg hails, interestingly, I learned in the last 24 hours.
The Earl of Long Beach? What?
That's exactly right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And this is just one of the weirdest stories, and I don't think I've ever had a chance to share this on the air, because I have this, like, this day in history stuff all the time, but this one just cracked me up. And it's March 31st, 1913, the Skandalkonzert. Was a concert of Wiener Konzertverein, my German's terrible, it's a Vienna Concert Society, conducted by Arnold Schoenberg in the Great Hall of the Musikverein. The audience, shocked by the expressionism and experimentalism of the Second Viennese School, began rioting during the concert, and the concert had to be ended prematurely. A punch administered by concert organizer Erhard Buschbeck became the subject of a lawsuit, whereafter operetta composer Oscar Strauss, heard as a witness, testified that the punch had been the most harmonious sound of the evening.
Man, that's a good burn.
It's a sick burn, it really is.
It is.
Oh, my God. 754 here on News Radio 92.3. Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yes.
Apparently now, we're revising our picture of Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's a vegan. And no, I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. No, but you know the picture you have of T-Rex is that he's got these massive, gnarly, terrifying-looking spiky teeth that
and
you can
tiny
always
arms.
See. And little tiny arms, so he
That's
can't
right.
reach anything.
Like or make a bed.
Like he can't do his own belt, you know, can't do the yeah. dishes, right? All you've seen the stuff. But now, okay, now what they're saying is that the Tyrannosaurus Rex most likely did not have teeth that you could visibly see when his mouth was closed. His lips were much longer than that, and so they covered his teeth. And here's how they know. You say, how could they possibly know?
Yes.
Because when you look at the teeth of animals that have them protrude and don't protrude, like crocodiles, for example, the ones that are outside of the mouth show a dramatically different wear pattern than the ones that are inside of the mouth, meaning the ones that are protected by the lips don't wear the same way, don't have the same kind of erosion and damage to them as ones outside. And so what they're saying is in having re-looked at Tyrannosaurus rex skulls, the teeth show the wear patterns of having been protected by lips as opposed to being exposed outside of the lips. And so
now you're going to have to look at T-Rex and you're going to look like this
instead of like this.
They're all ventriloquists.
That's the best way I can do it on the radio.
Hey, how do you like school, pterodactyl?
Closed! Still, no arms. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, that's right. So it could be a thing. A ventriloquist. As we take, you want me to do traffic?
Sure.
Shut up. Okay,
you want
this
to?
Is the, probably.
How about on the fives?
I'll do traffic on the fives-ish. 90 is not showing any problems. Taking a look over by the fairgrounds. It's a little bit slow. And, of course, you do want to watch for your areas of congestion and construction rather today. Pine Forest. Pretty busy from the interstate up to 9 Mile Road, but usual. And then it looks like Davis Highway. It's not, I don't see an accident, but real, real slow in front of West Florida Hospital, or I'm sorry, HCA Florida West Hospital. A little slow in that area. It usually is, though, real busy this morning. But certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, so I'm full blown into like side notes right now. I don't know why, but you know what you said, HCA Florida West.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked at the sign? It's
no, I don't know. Maybe.
This is the weirdest thing. Okay, so for years and years it was West Florida Hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it changed and they reversed the names, and we all think that's a terrible loss of your brand value. Okay, but the way we typically say it is HCA Florida West Hospital. Nope, it's HCA Florida. Pause. West Hospital.
Yes.
So it's HCA Florida is like the overarching entity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the name of this particular hospital is not Florida West Hospital. It's not like HCA is the entity. It's HCA Florida is the entity, and then West Hospital is the name. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I don't know. When That's I saw it on weird. The sign, these are the things that stick in my brain.
Hey, where are you going? To the West Hospital.
Going to the West Hospital. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, which one? The one on Davis. So, again, I have weird notes for you today. Just odd stuff that stuck in my brain that I left in my show prep because, okay, the Daily Outrage. You ready? Daily Outrage?
Absolutely. There's more.
I went to Chili's the other day. We love Chili's for their, like, you spend $11 or $12,
dude,
you get three things.
That is Darren's favorite.
You get
restaurant
the appetizer, you get the drink, you get the food. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it is, and they deliver.
Except I ordered the chicken crispers because I love the chicken. I used to work at Chili's like way back in the distant past, and their chicken crispers are like the best, one of the best things they have. Right?
Absolutely, they're like chicken fingers. Or
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Long and
so
just
I order the chicken crispers. Mm-hmm. And she says, do you want extra crispy or honey chipotle barbecue something
right, like
weird?
Right, like flavors.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, you know, crispy, I guess. I don't know. And I didn't think much of it until she brought them, and they were wrong. They were not chicken crispers. They were extra crispy, like the new kind or something. And I said, well, I wanted the classic chicken. She's like, we don't make them anymore. And I'm like, do they know that's not a good idea? She's like, oh, they all know. They all know. Everybody knows this is a terrible
Seems like
idea.
Out of cheese curds too.
They took they took their like one of their most popular things off of the menu.
Spite us.
Yeah, I know. Just because they knew I was coming. That's right. And again, since I'm just kind of in this mood, the new Little Caesars just opened on Airport between Palafox and Old Palafox in US 29.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That used to be that building across from the Marine store. They tore it down and then they built this whole complex in there. All that to say, simply, the Pretzelroni is back for a limited time. If you like the pretzel crust with the nacho cheese pizza with the pepperoni and the kosher salt all over it that just makes my face break out in hives in happiness thinking about it, oh, it's fantastic. But it's always a limited time, and they never tell you when it comes and goes. It's like a...
So it's the Big New Yorker from Pizza Hut.
Very good. That's my new
name. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
This weekend, it's Jazz Fest. We'll tell you about it right after this update from Fox News here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's staying out of it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Mr.